Pulse 2, Match Day Live. 90 minutes in 90 seconds.
Shot from Shenton's charge. Down and a shot from Charlie Adam is beaten away. It's a great save that by Sattelmeyer. As the first shot came back to another Stoke player, Charlie Adam, and that's the second pot he's had at goal from distance, and another good block.
Linden. He's going to try and swing it towards goal. Is he? No, he's put it back on his left. Then goes for goal. Oh, what a save that is from Sattelmeyer. He went on his left, then he swung it to his right, the Linden, and it was heading top corner. He takes a step back. He's at full stretch, and that is a brilliant save. It's going to be swung in on that far side. It's down in towards the near post. Thien gets a touch, and it's gone past the goalkeeper and maybe should have done better. It was a flashing header. They all stopped. It went through a crowd, and Isted was routed to the spot, and via the post it creeps in, and City with their first shot in about 20 minutes have managed to take the lead here. They lead by goal to nil. Right full back post here is Rene Pringle. What a challenge that is. Blind side, and that is Ellis Hudson, who's really shone, not necessarily on the ball, what he's done off it.
Yeah, here's a great chance. Oh, Hudson has been taken out there. That's surely going to be a sending off.
Yep.
Lewis Banks has taken him out, and that is going to be a red card. Ellis Hudson brought down just outside the area. Well, there can be no doubt about this whatsoever. No, it's a second yellow, and it's a straight red. I think it's too far out, and there were defenders getting back to say that it was denying a goal-scoring opportunity. But Lewis Banks gets the second yellow. Stoke caught just at the moment, just outside their own penalty area, but the final whistle goes, and City have got a decent scalp in the EFL Trophy. It's finished Bradford City 1, Stoke City 0.